Welcome back to F-Sharp Conf, and it's my pleasure to welcome Reid, who's, what is actually your role? I think,
I'm the executive director.
Yeah. Executive director of the F-Sharp Software Foundation. So he's the one who's been doing all the hard work on setting the F-Sharp Foundation up as a nonprofit, and making sure that we do all the right things you have to do as a nonprofit. Reid, welcome.
Thank you.
And where are we actually calling you to?
I'm in Washington, about 2 hours north of you right now, so kind of near the Canadian border.
Ooh-hoo-hoo. How is the weather? Is it as bad as here?
Pretty similar. Cold and wet.
Cold and wet. Sounds good. So let me move over here, and I'll see what questions we've got. So if this is really a Q&A session, and I have the F-Sharp Conf 2018 Slack channel open. So if you have any questions about the F-Sharp Foundation, join the Slack and ask there. I'm also monitoring what's going on Twitter. So if you tweet with the F-Sharp Conf hashtag or at the F-Sharp Conf, we'll see it. If you have any questions about the F-Sharp Foundation, do join us. And I'll probably start with a sort of pretty general basic question. Do you actually know how long has the F-Sharp Foundation been around? What are sort of the main things? Why does it exist and so on, for those who don't really know what it's all about?
So the foundation started informally, as you well know, back in 2012. And in 2014, we became an actual nonprofit based in the United States. It was started to basically protect and promote F-Sharp in general. So we provide space for the community for things like the Slack channel and trying to help communication and get people together. We do a lot of educational related programs. And then we also have some support on GitHub for keeping things going. But a lot of it is just trying to kind of grease the wheels and make sure that F-Sharp can keep growing and the community can keep growing and people can connect with each other and learn as much as possible, as easily as possible. And so we've been going since 2014 and been every year adding new programs. So now we've got the mentorship program just finished another round where people can go in and do one-on-one mentorships with F-Sharp developers. And that can be everything from brand new people to, like as Odie was talking about earlier today, we have some people who end up going through the program and doing direct work on F-Sharp on the language itself. We have the user growth program that we've been really focusing on the last couple of years, where we're trying to help support user groups all over the world who are showing F-Sharp off. We have a speakers program to help speakers go and be able to do talks more places more easily. Kind of a lot of things along those lines.
We can go through all the programs as we chat.
If anybody has questions about any of those, I'm happy to talk about them or anything else.
So there was one question on the Slack asking whether the F-Sharp Foundation is planning to do Google Summer of Code or join the Google Summer of Code.
Doing it this year. We've been focusing a little bit more on our own internal programs. We have the mentorship program and some things like that. The Google Summer of Code program is very interesting, and I would love to see us participate, but there's quite a bit of overhead involved from the administrative side on making it work, and we just haven't had the volunteers around who have wanted to step up and do that work every year and put it together. There's a lot of overlap with what we do with our mentorship program, and so it hasn't been as high of a priority. We looked into it a couple of years ago, and it comes up every year. I think it may come up again for looking at doing it for 2019. We're past all of the deadlines for this summer, so it would have to be 2019 or a future year. But it is definitely something that's been on our radar and I think may happen at some point in the future.
So if someone wanted to get involved and help with this, what's the right person to contact? How would they go about it if there's someone in the community happy to volunteer and help?
So it would definitely be either myself or any of the board members would probably be the best people to contact. And I'd be happy to discuss it with somebody. Realistically, we probably are going to need 4 or 5 people who are willing to put quite a few hours in from about April to October, from what I remember. It is a lot more work on the administrative side for an organization than most people expect, which is partly why most of the organizations that participate have paid staff who administrate it. And since we're 100% volunteer, that we've kind of focused on our own programs internally instead.
That makes sense. I don't see any questions coming from the outside yet, so I'll keep that up. And I think it's sort of a good time to go back and just talk about some of the activities that have been coming from the EF Sharp Foundation over the last year. So I did have a sort of few things that I saw. Maybe let's start with the two things. Well, let's start with the F-Sharp mentorship, which you mentioned already. So what is the mentorship? How does one get involved? When is the next one coming?
We just finished a round now. Our goal has been to try to get it to where we're running a couple of rounds a year. And so I suspect that the next one will get organized soon after the next board elections, which is something else I can discuss here shortly. And so we'll try to get the schedule going. The best place to let people know you're interested and to keep an eye on it, the Slack team, we do have a mentorship channel on there. And so letting people know that you're interested in either being a mentor or being mentored is a good thing. We will, when we put out the next round, there'll be an announcement on the website as well as Twitter to let people know it's time to apply. You know, it's usually a fairly short kind of form that you fill out to say that you're interested and you want to participate, and then everybody gets paired up and we kind of go from there. Basically how it works is we try to pair up people based off their interests and what they want to learn, and you get one-on-one time with a mentor being helped, typically over an 8-week period of time, and it's all free and something that we really enjoy. And a lot of them, the people who go through the program end up becoming mentors in the future as well, which has been really good to see. So it's been great. I've really enjoyed
so if
helping where I can and watching it, you know, develop over the last few years.
All right. If people want to join as a mentor, do you have any sort of, like, do they have to be experts on F-Sharp and computation expressions and the M word, or is it sort of something that even people who are relatively new to F-Sharp can do?
Really, if you have any F-Sharp experience, we'd love to have you as a mentor. We have need for mentors from the whole set of experiences. There are people who want to be taught how to contribute to the compiler or contribute to something where you need to know some more advanced topics, all the way down to quite a few people every time who are brand new to F-Sharp and really just would like to get kind of a basic introduction and get introduced and, you know, help somebody get over the hurdles of understanding some of the new concepts that come into place. So it really is something that anybody can participate in on either side of it, you know, either mentor or mentor somebody. And we'd love to see more people participate on both sides.
There's one more question on the mentorship, which is, what about making mentorship program a little more public? So there's sort of suggestion to have blogs and maybe open list of topics, things like that.
So the topics, part of what is unique about the mentorship program and part of what I like about it is that the topics are extremely personal to the people who are involved. And so part of why I think it's been successful is that it isn't restricted to you can learn about this, or this. It really is, what is it you want to know? And then we try to find somebody to help you learn that. And so having a list of topics almost works against that kind of approach. We also do encourage people to blog if they feel comfortable doing so about their experiences, but we don't require it. It's part of the same thing. We want people to feel very comfortable asking about whatever it is they want to learn and getting the help that they need where they're at today. Being public would be nice in that it would scale out larger and more people would see it, but it also would take away some of the personal touch of the program that it has today. And that's, we have other programs with the user groups and speakers programs that are more geared at broad, getting things out to larger audiences. The mentorship program is really tailored more towards helping individual people grow in their own professional development, just one-on-one.
Sounds good. So another program that I've noticed appearing over the last year that I think is really worth mentioning is this community diversity program. So
yes,
how has that been going along? What's the purpose? And how many people use this already?
Oh, that's been great. So we, the board, all the way back in, I think it was actually in early 2015, but it was very early in the legal formation of the foundation, set growing diversity within the community as a goal and something that we wanted to support. About a year ago, we really tried to think about how to actively start encouraging that. Kit Eason on the board has really kind of taken the lead on this, and he's been running with this, and we've been going to every F-Sharp related conference that we can think of or people who are doing workshops and approaching them and basically getting people to donate seats at a conference, you know, tickets to a conference or seats in a workshop, and let us go out there and advertise it to get people who from a diverse background to be able to attend. For the most part, it's been we give out a free ticket to a workshop or a free ticket to a conference and try to find somebody who is from a diverse background. And we really let people kind of tell us what that means. So it isn't that you have to be this specific type of diversity. It's really, you know, are you from an underrepresented group of some form or another? If we can help you, we'd like to. We have occasionally helped in addition to the tickets that we get and use some of our funding to try to help make that work a little bit better. It's been a great program over the last year. I think we've sent a little over a dozen people at this point to various conferences or tickets. And the rate in which we've been getting offers from conferences or from other people doing workshops, letting us help give out these tickets has been kind of going up as the program's been more successful. So I expect over the next year to have quite a few more. Again, that's on the website. So anybody who's interested, you can see on the announcements, we regularly post what is going on. If you want to show my screen, yep. I'm not sure if it's there.
Switched. We can see your screen. So where does one go? If you're on the fsharp.org homepage, how do you get here?
So on the fsharp.org homepage, if you go to Foundation Announcements, this is kind of our large-scale announcements, and you can see we've had quite a few. That right now we have a workshop for capturing domain-specific logic, as well as a machine learning workshop. We recently had some tickets for F-Sharp Exchange, but there's been quite a few. They get announced here. They also get announced on Twitter. They get announced on the F-Sharp Slack. We try to put the word out as much as we can. And when you look at these announcements, they kind of say, this is what you do to apply and what we'll offer and what we can and can't do to help you and things like that. So all the details are on these pages. I definitely recommend anybody who would like to try to attend some more workshops or learn more about F-Sharp, keep an eye on these on the announcements page or on Twitter and see what we can do to help you.
Sounds good. So I guess we're sort of halfway through. So I'd like to chat about one thing that I think is a sort of big thing coming up next, which is the board elections. So the F-Sharp Foundation has a board which does a lot of the work that we've been talking about. How does this actually work? What is the board responsible for? And how is it decided who's on the board?
So when we set up the foundation a few years ago, we decided that it would be 100% run by the community at large. And so the whole structure from a legal standpoint of the foundation is that we have a set of members, and the members themselves nominate and vote for the board. And the board of trustees, of which there currently are 9 members, is elected each year. And they basically determine the kind of overall goals and vision of the foundation and where it's going to be going. So the idea is that the community at large, which is hopefully represented by the membership, can go in and pick people who would represent them well and vote them in, and they become the board. We will be finalizing this year's elections, hopefully at the meeting for the board members later this week. And so I'm hoping in the next few days we'll have an announcement with the exact timeline. But the plan right now is in the next couple of weeks to open up nominations for the board for the next year and have the election probably in late May. So that's the tentative schedule right now. If you would like to be involved, the process is all listed out on the website and will be in the announcement as well. But, you know, people can be nominated and talk to a board member or to, you know, any sustaining member, which membership details are all on the website as well. And they can nominate you, and you can participate in the elections, and the campaign process will be happening here shortly. So definitely something to keep an eye on, but it is something where they determine how the organization is run. They're the ones who appoint the executive director. So if you want to replace me, you can elect a board that will do that. Hopefully the next board will keep me on, but we'll see. And
You
never know.
It's fully run by the community, but I have to say you've been doing awesome work getting this running. So wouldn't vote for that. But so I've been on the FSR board myself when the foundation started, and I think that was nice because I was one of the people sort of starting the efforts. But I sort of fairly quickly realized that my skills aren't really sort of the right set for doing a lot of work on the board. Because it involves a lot of emailing and organizing things. So what do you think is the sort of, like, how do we find good board members? What's the essential skills that people should have? What kind of people do we want?
Yeah, and that's part of the interesting thing, is that really, to be a board member, you don't necessarily have to be a good F-Sharp developer or know even a lot of F-Sharp. You need to know enough to be able to relate to the people in the community and to be able to understand their issues and what's important to them. But you don't necessarily have to be, you know, hardcore
computation expression.
Exactly, yeah, M-word programmer.
So if you haven't written your own type provider, then it's still fine.
Yes, it's still fine. But the really key things that really help board members be very successful are to be able to be motivated to make something happen, and then also be able to have a skill set to organize and the perseverance to keep on it, because sometimes it takes a while for, you know, a new program to get off the ground. And so, you know, the mentorship program is a good example. That's been run by a board member for the last few years, and there's a lot of organization work and just a lot of kind of, you know, putting things together in spreadsheets and a lot of emails and a lot of, you know, follow-up emails and perseverance that's required to make that happen. But it's incredibly valuable to the community. So if you're somebody who really would like to add value, you don't have to be necessarily a incredible F-sharp developer, but if you know F-sharp enough to know the community and the people involved and want to add value, it's something that is good to consider looking at.
And also, if you know someone in your sort of local F-sharp community who's been doing things, organizing stuff, then nominate them for the board elections, and you can just join the F-sharp Foundation Slack, send your nominations or send your ideas for nominations to Reed or other board members and foundation members, and we can get that on, because I think having a sort of larger pool of people who can campaign hard, and of course everyone campaigns nicely, right?
But yes.
So there's suggestion from the F-sharp Foundation Slack. Can we put big join the fabulous F-sharp Foundation Slack button on the main page of F-sharp.org?
Yes, and you know, I will say right now, one of the things that the board's been working on and that we are pursuing actively and is likely going to get some visibility on GitHub and Slack here in the near future is a big revamp of the website. The F-sharp.org website was kind of developed organically over the last few years, and mostly by a lot of people doing pull requests on GitHub, but it was never really organized and designed as a whole cohesive unit, and we've been putting some effort into changing that here shortly. And having joining be a much simpler process. I'm aware right now that it's not as seamless as I wish it could be to join the foundation. I mean, it's still not really hard, but there's more steps than it ought to have. And that would include getting the invites into the Slack team. Having that be simpler would be very, very nice.
So. Cool. So if people are sort of curious, want to get involved, what should they watch? Where and when is this going to be appearing publicly?
Join the Slack is probably the quickest way, because it'll be discussed there in detail, I'm sure. We'll also definitely put something out on Twitter. So if you follow F-sharp.org on Twitter, there'll be some information there. Anybody who joins the foundation, which is completely free, automatically gets an invite to the Slack team. And it's a great place to just connect with other people, because there's always people on there who will answer questions and talk about just about anything. So, and we keep it pretty positive and nice. So, I really recommend that. So.
Awesome. So I've got one more question here from the Slack. Okay. The question is, if you could talk a bit about the practical terms about the relationship between the F-sharp Foundation and Microsoft. So okay. How's this working?
So it works well. There's kind of a couple different ways to look at it. And on one stance, there is no formal relationship there. The foundation is a completely separate entity. We are our own corporation. It's completely nonprofit, community run. On the other hand, we publicly acknowledge that Microsoft developed F-sharp and is still kind of leading the way with developing and continuing the development. We do, and this kind of goes to the how can we work within the community to improve communication and smoothen the process with everyone. So we have a lot of things that the foundation does run, like we manage the RFC process for the language and some of the GitHub repositories related to that. We also have a lot of discussions on Slack. Don is now doing mostly weekly office hours where he talks about both compiler language design and the compiler. So if you're interested in getting involved directly in that, there's a place where you can we kind of provide where you can talk to Don and other people directly about how can you help. But then Microsoft manages the GitHub repositories for the actual language. And so they're working on that side of it. We have a great relationship with the people on the F-sharp team, as well as PM and things like that. And so we definitely communicate with them and try to make sure that we're all on the same page and things are moving forward the same way. But from a practical standpoint, there really is no legally formal kind of tie between the two organizations. And that's somewhat on purpose. You know, we wanted to be independent and have another thing that people can see is independently kind of keeping F-sharp safe. And so we have our own copies of the F-sharp repository for cross-platform usage, and that provides a level of safety out there as well. You know, it's one of those things you can kind of know that F-sharp won't die even if Microsoft were to do something crazy, which they're never going to do.
So we're like the F-sharp Illuminati organization that is sitting in the background watching things and making sure it goes well.
Right. And then also going in there and trying to do everything we can to help keep the community tied to the people at Microsoft and things like that.
Sounds great. And I think this conference is a good example of the friendship between the two organizations, because F-Sharp Foundation supported this event, and Microsoft is hosting us here in the Channel 9 studio. Gave us the whole studio for the whole day, let us do anything we want here. So that's been working great. We've got only 2 minutes left. So I think the last question I would have is sort of, if people have some ideas for what the board should be doing, there's this open meeting agenda thing that we started. How does that work? And I think the other question, so two-part question, one is sort of this open meeting agenda thing, and the other is the office hours that some people are doing. So what's the best way to sort of get in touch with the board and with some of the board members?
So the best way to get in touch with the board or the board members really is join the foundation. And I really recommend anybody who's using F-sharp or interested in F-sharp, join the F-Sharp Software Foundation. It's completely free to join. It takes a couple minutes. And all of the board members are on Slack. They're all incredibly nice people and all very willing to talk to you if you have questions.
Do you actually remember when do the office hours run? Because I know a few of the board members do run regular office hours.
Matthias runs his on Fridays. That's the most regular one. There are other board members who run them on somewhat less regular schedules on different days of the week. The Friday one seems to be the most attended. And so, and he's typically, other board members are there as well. And I'm often there too. So that's often the most consistent one is Fridays. I believe it's around 1700 UTC, 1800.
Yeah. Sounds right.
Right in that time frame. That being said, there's also a GitHub page under GitHub/F-sharp that's FSSF Ask the Board. This is a repository where you can ask the board any questions you want.
And they will answer any questions they want.
They will go in here and answer them. It's a place for people to go in and have discussions about things. The nice thing here is that, and the board definitely always looks at these and they get discussed in meetings. And so if you have something that you want to make sure the entire board sees, putting it there is a good place, and it'll get discussed and you'll get some response. So that's up there. But office hours are there. The board members are on Twitter too. They're all pretty easy to get in touch with. If you don't know who the board members are, on the website, the trustees are all listed right here. So the current list of board members is on the website, as well as the history of them. So you can see the ones who were board members in the past. And you're welcome to get in touch with anybody you would like in there. They're all open to being approached. So.
Excellent. All right. So I think our time's up. So thanks very much for joining us, Reed. It's been a pleasure. And the summary, I think, is everyone, if you're not an FSERP Foundation member, go to FSERP.org and join. And if you know of someone who would be a good candidate for the board, who can organize things, definitely get them nominated because the elections are coming up soon. And that's your chance to make the FSERP community better and steer it into the future.
Great.
Thanks,
Thank
Reed.
You, Tom.
And we will be coming back to you in a minute with a double act talk by Will Smith and Tanner Gooding, talking about games and more specifically a bit of Foom and FSERP and hardware intrinsics. See you soon.